TNF soundings. Features from across the UK.
Hello, this is Tanya with a story written by Fiona that covers romance, cycling for guide dogs and a washing machine. A couple from Scarborough have been telling the BBC recently about how they fell in love at first sight. But that's not strictly true, as Malcolm Day and Sarah Brooks are both blind. In an interview with Radio York, they said they hope the story of their upcoming marriage can inspire other visually impaired people who are nervous about dating. Malcolm and Sarah are due to tie the knot in September, after meeting on holiday in Blackpool in June 2024. They now live together in Scarborough with their three dogs and say they have been discovering each other's eyesight as two blind people. I've learned a lot about what Sarah can see, and Sarah has learned a lot about what I can see, said Malcolm. And we joke to people that we have one good eye between us. For the couple's wedding in September, Sarah's bridesmaids will all be her visually impaired girlfriends. Irina Valcara, who is visually impaired and works for social inclusion charity I Matter, will be one of Sarah's bridesmaids. Irene said many of the organisation's members had found dating a tough challenge. She added, "It must be very difficult to overcome that shyness or thinking, maybe I'm not good enough. It must be very scary and isolating, and we have in I Matter young people who I know are suffering because of that." Malcolm and Sarah explained to Radio York they wanted their successful relationship to inspire other blind people who are nervous about meeting new people. Everybody has something that holds them back. Sight loss doesn't have to be that thing, said Sarah. We can still get out there. We can still do it. We can still go on a blind date. Over in Ireland, Des Kearney is a man who agrees with that sentiment. Des has late onset retinal degeneration and has lost his central vision. He received his guide dog Paige in 2020, who helps him every step of the way, he said. This spring, Des, with his wife Sonia, who live in Rosinvere in County Leitrim, Ireland, cycled 680 kilometres from Meisen to Malin on a tandem bike. They did the trip to raise funds for Irish guide dogs in a journey built on teamwork. The mental side was tougher than the physical side, said Des, who also discovered parallels between training for the cycle ride and first getting his guide dog page, particularly in building a huge foundation of trust. The interesting thing about the teamwork was that everything we had to work at on the bike was similar to what I had to develop with Paige. It was a lot of trust, explained Des. Sonia sat at the front of the tandem steering, with communication between the pair being continuous and vital. They faced hardship along the way, with traffic noise proving disorientating and the chain falling off of their bike at one stage. Their dedication to each other and to completing the cycle helped them overcome these and other mental challenges they faced. As well as supporting each other, the couple found strength in the camaraderie of the more than 70 people also taking part in the ride. Overall, the group raised about €180,000 for Irish guide dogs. It costs about €53,000 to raise and maintain a guide dog. Working in partnership like Malcolm and Sarah and Des and Sonia undoubtedly makes it easier when facing challenges. But for single man Malusi Nkala, it was an uphill battle to keep, of all things, his washing machine. After struggling for years to obtain the right to install his washing machine on communal property at a residential complex in Johannesburg, South Africa. Malusi, who is visually impaired, at last received justice from the Supreme Court of Appeal. Malusi owns a ground floor apartment in a block of flats. Shortly after he moved in, he made modifications to cater for an outside washing machine to provide a safe environment in light of his disability. It was erected on the common property along with other modifications such as a roof over the washing machine. Malusi explained that he could not install his washing machine inside his flat because he couldn't see if water had spilled onto the floor, which would make it dangerous for him. It could also be difficult for him to navigate his way outside to the washing line while holding a bundle of wet washing. He claimed his disability was not being taken seriously enough by the building management company and asked for an exemption from the conduct rules on account of his visual impairment, but this was refused. The company told Malusi to remove these alterations because the washing area was not only his but communal property, turning to the Community Schemes Ombuds Service to try to resolve the issue. After the adjudicator found in favour of the company and ordered Malusi to remove the washing machine and fittings, he appealed to the High Court, which in turn failed to support his case. Finally, he turned to the Supreme Court of Appeal, and at last their decision was in his favour, finding that the management company's conduct was unfair and that his complaint was well-founded. The adjudicator could have directed that the relevant common area outside his flat be used with the necessary modifications to reasonably accommodate Malusi's needs, the SCA said. The management company was directed to permit him to install, at his own cost, a washing machine in the common area adjacent to his flat, together with such covering necessary to protect it. Congratulations, Malusi, on your achievement.
Hi, it's Clive Davis with this month's sound recording, which comes from the Lwande National Park in Malawi. It's a nocturnal recording made by Gerard Grant. He left his equipment out unattended overnight, and you're able to hear baboons, hippos, Egyptian geese, and creatures moving through the bush.
TNF Soundings.